Yeah. It's your boy. What's up? Yeah. It's the big Bumble Bali. What's up? It's that Grease Valley Radio. And we talking gangs and drug culture. Ayo, gang shit. Ayo, we done made it up. You know, we've all heard about gangs. They've existed for forever. I've kind of offhand mentioned some things that are like kind of gang-ish, but I'm gonna get into it today, talk about the different gangs that are around the 50 states. We're gonna talk about all the different drug culture and things like that overcross, all these new drugs that are out there, all these crazy fucking shit people are tripping on. I'm here to talk about it with you. It's a big part of the broken world, just gangs and drugs in general, because like marauders, raiders, meat scavengers, drug outposts, they're all really common. You're gonna find them all over the place, so I'm here to educate you so you know how to work around them. And you know, I'm bringing in one of my best old friends to really talk about this and really help us understand all the gang culture. We're bringing in Bubby Quickness. It's motherfucking Bubby Quickness to talk about gang shit. Let's get into it. We got Schmeg, hallucinogens, and more. Ayo, it's that Grease Valley Radio. To you! Yeah. Ayo, it's your boy. So let's talk about it. We're talking about some gang shit. Ayo, got that gang. Alright, so Bali, you know, I grew up in like the desert, and like I hung out with near a lot of desert gangs. So I was very accustomed to desert gangs like the Bullfrogs or the Scraps. The Scraps would go around and influence a bunch of little elementary school kids, and then they'd fight each other in little like gang circles. It was terrible. The Indigo Sky was a pretty horrible gang, introducing all these new drugs to all these different kind of like high schoolers and college kids and stuff. They introduced a drug called a crocodile that would like melt your skin off after you put it under your eyes. It was not a fun time in the money area, but post money, gangs are a lot more popular. It gives a family experience, and like to give insight on some gang shit, just like, yeah, if you come from a bad home or you don't have a lot of opportunities or just like shit's rough around you, a gang is a very appealing opportunity. It gives you so access to like tons of shit you just wouldn't have if you weren't part of the gang. Whether that comes down to feeling like a brotherhood or a sisterhood, feeling family, feeling that you could trust people, people are close to you, and mainly because you know these people are going through the same shit as you, and if you guys are committing crimes around each other, then you guys are even like deeper near each other, which leads, you know, a lot of kids get manipulated into gangs. But also, like, man, gang shit just happens, you know. They sell drugs, you get access to beer super early, ooh, nice cars, hella money. Like, gang shit makes sense. And in the post-money area, you know, the Grease Valley has a terrible gang problem. The Grease Dogs are just some motherfucking assholes who never let up. They go around, they terrorize everybody. They're made up of a bunch of young people. The oldest are in their like early 20s. I don't know, they could have older people in there too. I know Chump Change, that motherfucker Chump Change is running around. He's one of like the leaders or lieutenants, maybe a captain. I don't know how the Grease Dogs organize themselves, but one like district of theirs I know of is their drug district. They're drug runners for sure. There's some sort of drug witch that lives amongst the Grease Dogs, and she makes all these crazy drugs in her cauldron and sells it out, has all those small grease pups, sell it and distribute it. It's terrible. And update on the fucking Grease Dogs, I think a couple of them snuck into my shack again. They keep breaking in when I go out to piss or when I go out to like loot in the junkyards and stuff, because there's muddy pots paw prints all over the fucking shack. There's greasy paw prints, there's fucking dirt everywhere. I know it's these dumbass grease dogs. They try to eat some of my food, but I keep my cooler locked. I keep that shit on lock. The Broken Coast is notorious for having a bunch of gangs. The Golden Coast had a gang problem for sure, but that was before the Golden Coast government just kind of cleaned everything up. The Broken Coast right now is mainly made of just like dozens of different gangs all fighting each other all at the same time. There's no real like peace between them. They don't grow shit in the Broken Coast. They just take shit. If they need something, they're gonna find somebody who has it and take it from them. That's the Broken Coast culture. That's just like what they're used to in the post-money era. So you know, it's a very much survivalistic out there, very much scavenger like shit. You have to run around after the gangs fight and like scavenge all the dead bodies really quick before the gangs come back and do a big sweep. You know, you gotta be careful out there. One of the most notorious gangs, I mean, you could consider the different sections of the Gemstone Horde as a cult. Or as a gang, but they're more of a cult. They're really cultish, but some of them do get that gang mentality, especially the ones that are drug running or gem running. You know what I mean? You gotta be careful for all of them. A couple different gang groups in the Filthy States. The LSD Biker Gang, the Notorious Rainbow Brigade, go around and sell all these kind of drugs to all the people. They used to be in the Golden Coast, but they got kicked out of there pretty quick during the Golden Coast cleanup. So they used to sell Sarin Stone to people, some real nasty stuff. They sell Jamboree, tons of Schmeg, bunch of LSD, these like mushrooms that had like blue spots all over them with this kind of like, it was like a texture of a seal. It was really fucked up shit. The Yipping Drakes are a terrible gang. The Yipping Drakes are a bunch of fucking poachers, and poachers are the worst gang fucks because they just go around and sell animal parts to do as like ritualist, and they say it's ritual components, but like killing animals like that is terrible. You gotta scavenge, you gotta find the dead animal and then harvest the dead animal. If you kill the animal, you're a terrible person. So poachers, just some of the worst out there. There's science gangs out there. There's like the Cobalt Crack. Those motherfuckers make new drugs all the time, new types of weapons. They developed a weapon that could like suck up a cloud and then you shoot like concentrated cloud matter at somebody. It could decimate a car. It's said to affect with the gravity around the object. It's a terrible thing. You gotta watch out for the Cobalt Crack Gang. They go around the Red Rocks. They live up in the mountains doing these weird science experiments. They'll kidnap people. It's horrible. And real quick, we gotta talk about the Nebulos Crew. The Nebulos Crew was a super infamous cosmic gang that was around for about 5 years, around like 280 to 285, and you know, they could contact cosmic beings and get their blessings. It was said one had like super strength, one could run a billion miles at once, one could pick up a whole city and then throw it at a mountain. It was terrible. Another one was said to make rivers come alive, and rivers would just like go through a whole city and just eat everybody in there. Horrible stuff. You gotta watch out for the Nebulos Crew. I wish I had more information on them, but they're kind of they just disappeared off the Filthy States one day. So I don't know. We'll have to see. Hey, well, that was gang shit. Let's get to an interview. I think I got an interview coming up. Bubby Quickness, stick around. Hey, well, Grease Valley, to you. Ayo, so a Bubby Quickness is coming in. Ayo, an old friend from episode 9, gonna tell us all about the gang shit that they know about. Last time they were hooded and they had a seemingly like a voice box on them, so I'll be interested to see what they look like this time, you know?
Hey, I got some deals over here, open up.
Alright, it's Bubby Quickness, everybody. Ayo, would you like to smoke this pipe?
Man, Karen, I just took a whole line of teeth down to, like, my face hole. Like, you really think I should be doing... Kid, no. No,
why not?
I'm too much for you, bro. Oh, shit, deals, though. I got deals, of course. Does anyone talk deals, bro?
Ooh, tell me about all the deals, Bubby.
No, I'm not talking about saying like it's a euphemism. I'm saying like actual teeth. What? Like I actually went out and I found like little animals and stuff that people hunted and I piled them off. I find people like with wagons who have like, you know, like ultra bears and stuff. And I take the little teeth out and I grind them up and I just, I take like a whole line of them and it just makes your head hurt and your like nose starts bleeding and you just feel really bad and it's fucking great. It's like the other day, like this guy was like, yo, I like to catch frogs. So, you know, I took a couple frogs from his bucket and I just squeezed the juice out of them. They made me so pukey. I was throwing up so much, kid. It was great. Whoa. I got like little fucking jars. I got some jars over here. Let me. Whoa.
Yeah, what other jars?
Here's a jar. It's a good deal. It's a good vomit here. You can see the coloration. It's aged well. I did this about 6 months ago, so you know it's rich in texture, rich in character. This is a vomit that could come out and just talk to you and be like, hey, have I got some stories for you? Have I ever told you about the time I was the mayor of Hee-Haw Town?
Oh, where are you?
Oh, that's reminding me. I got some great stuff from Hee-Haw Town, kid. No boots.
Ooh, Hee-Haw Town stuff?
They're very strict about getting those through, like, customs, but, you know, like, I found some, like, surgery kits.
Ooh.
Off of, like, the taxidermy gang up there, you know?
Nice.
Yeah, I've been, like, thinking, if you ever want me to sew anything onto you, kid, like, I could give you another arm, give you another face, I could give...
Okay.
I could do so many things. People are like, hey, don't stop sewing in me, but I'm like, I got goals, I got aspirations, I have feelings, too, I have dreams, but anyways... They got some like crazy shit up there. Like they got some weird bullets. Like I saw one guy shoot another guy, and it like stitched them together. Just
oh,
two
shit.
Shots. They stitched together. It's the fucking that gang up there is crazy. Like, man, they got like all these people and animals and stuff in their base camp, just taxidermied up. So like you walk in and it's like a fucking hall of mirrors. If you're some like good guy superhero fuckhead, and you're like pointing your bullet, you're like, where they at? You shoot someone, it's a stuffed person. Next thing you know, you're sewn to your fucking gun and you can't like not do anything.
Oh,
and
no.
They're surrounding you, going, yeah. With their little coyote call. Oh, man. Man, yeah. Coyotes got weird with money. They figured out how to keep the stock market alive, and I don't fucking like it. It's not right.
No.
We gotta do something about the coyote problem. We also gotta do something about that fucking Golden Coast, because the lapt is out of control, you know?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Be careful
you know,
when you talk
like
about...
the police riots of, like... 243,
yeah.
231, 2020, 1993. You know, every time when, like, they're just coming around, they're beating people, just coming into houses, being like, hey, I got some spray for you. You like this? I'm gonna spray your eyes down. Yeah. And my buddy's gonna put a flashbang in your dog.
No.
And, you know, but, like, ever since money stopped, they were like, what are we serving and protecting anymore? We got no purpose without the big dollar. So, you know, they just started being like, why don't we just like hitting people? We're gonna go around and hit people. If you ever see some dude with fucking dark glasses come to your village and start selling drugs to everyone, don't fucking do it.
Careful for the narc.
Like, that's just a trap. When they sell you drugs, you're gonna be all nice on your jamboree and stuff, and it's fun and whatever, and then they're like, hey, drugs are illegal, kids, and next thing you know, you're surrounded by dudes with fucking red and white lights and red and blue lights, and they're like pummeling everyone, and you're too high to even move, and then they're just taking all your stuff, and it's bad.
No, not my stuff.
They put you in their work camp, so you have to make bullets for them and shields, and just to say, ooh, yes, sir, you are very authority. You are such authority. I know this. I was in a fucking camp because of them. I just wanted to get some fucking protein pyramids for my kid, because that kid was full. He was so good at the guitar, I was going to make so much money off of him. But when they already raided the place, you know, they're the ones that came in and took and everything. They didn't want those pyramids, but when I grabbed them, the next thing I know, it was like five fucking lapped boys just being like, hey, you're breaking the law? And they're just beating me and kicking me, and that's why my knees don't work too well, you notice, in this. It's not because, you know,
I got anything
taped to them. It's just because I was beaten so much, you know, kid? Ew, wait.
Yeah, I know.
Stop watching my... Okay.
I know about beatings, yeah. Yeah, what about gang shit?
I've been hopping sunflowers lately. You just, you know, you crush them into a powder and you blow them into your own face. Maybe you put them in a bag and you
flower drugs.
Breathe in deeply, and it's kind of like, you know, like those chips, those good chips you eat, and it's coated with flavor. It coats your lungs up with a nice flavor that makes you go. It makes it really hard to breathe and stuff. It's fucking great. Fucking love sunflowers. A shout out to the sunflower girls in Arizona. People are like, oh, they set everything on fire. They just come around and burn shit down.
That's what
but
I heard.
Like, they're kind of chill. They're pretty cool, you know? They sell you drugs sometimes.
Nice.
They throw around petals on you and you make a sale. They trade, like, fucking bees off of flowers. They dip them in, like, this weird amber that they got running at. Man, okay. Fucking Canyonlands got weird because, like, I remember back before money, there wasn't, like, shit like that. Now there's, like, these weird amber rivers and they're like, we're gonna dump these bees in them and use them for money and stuff. And if you got a queen bee, Oh, you're so fucking rich. I saw a queen bee once.
Did you?
Once.
I've never seen one.
Man, the prison rider was a fucking asshole.
I bet.
Like sunflower girls. I heard they set like shitty dudes on fire and stuff.
See, that's
you're,
not
like,
bad.
Some dude who's walking out of a bar and it's like, hey, mama. They just like will fucking like set your hair on fire and laugh at you. And it's pretty great.
Yeah,
you know?
That's awesome.
But, like,
That's a good one.
Man, the world just needs more vigilante shit. You know, everything would be solved if everyone picked up a weapon and just was like, I don't like what you're doing. I'm going to get you. This is my law. You know, what happened to individual rights? My right as an individual to put my will onto yours.
Okay.
But, shit, you got any, like... I saw this, like, one dude over, like, under an underpass, and, like, he was, like, scraping mold off there, off, like, the top corner, and he was, like, rolling it into his cigarettes, and he was huffing it. It was, like, so good. It got me feeling like I felt like I was going to die, and I was, like, bad for, like, 6 months. This high lasted, and it was fucking crazy.
Put
I got,
mold
like,
in your
coming
cigarette.
Out of me, because they were, like, my body was, like, ooh, this drug is so good, so good.
Oh, I bet. There's always so many good drugs. Where are you from, if I have asked? Do they have good drugs there?
Where am I from? You checking me, kid?
What?
Oh, yes, we're on an interview thing. You're recording me. Yeah, right. Sorry,
yeah, exactly.
You got me. Ooh, I don't feel too good, but, yeah, it's from, like, well, that's none of your business, but it was ruled by this, like, this puppet named Scummy Tummy. And it was,
okay.
Like, really rough. It was a gang area, like, after, you know, she let all those convicts out in their fucking cult. And, they, you know, they're just swarming, like, our cardboard huts and stuff. We had to, like, follow their rules. But, like,
yeah.
The great things about them is they're just coming through and just, you know, like, stabbing people and, like, slitting throats and using their blood as, like... Like, they're just, like, putting them in ovens and smelting them and pressing them down into little coins and trading those. But while that's happening, you know, people are leaving stuff behind. Kimmy was like, hey, I'm going to just start taking stuff from those dead people. They don't need them anymore. And then, you know, after things got weird and I started heading out because, you know, not going there anymore, I was like, oh, I could just fall around little gangs. I'm a tiny person. You see me. I'm fucking small.
Yeah,
fucking
you're really
adorable.
Little.
They're like, oh, look at that thing. This is like a fairy creature. They'll enchant me or something. And I'm like, I'll do a dance for you. I'll do a little dance. But when they, you know, come through and they raid, I just grab shit off the shelves. I'm just like taking whatever I can and I sell it. That's why I got the best deals. Because, you know, dead people have great stuff. Dead people have great taste. Like, people try to, like, shit on them, but it's like, yeah, they
yeah,
don't do
I
much,
that.
But, like, if it wasn't for dead people, I wouldn't have money, so, you know, why complain?
Yeah, I know what you mean. So, have you heard any creepy stories in all of your travels? Any creatures?
Oh, man, you never left the filthy states? You never been kid, have you been to the fucking land of the giants?
Whoa,
that shit's wild. That shit's, like, fucked up. Like, not those heart of ice people. They're, you know, they're kind of whatever. They could kind of party, you know, but they got whatever. But, like, they're like these fucking bugs.
What?
That can get into your house that are, like, not good, kid. Like, this is
not
that
good?
Is that shit's why I don't go back there. Because, like, they like to mimic people because they're like, oh, this way we won't get stepped on all the time, you know? Okay. So, like, you walk around, and if you have these little things, they might look like little slimy, like, beetlepeeds, but, like, within a day, they're just, like, little ewes crawling around what? Everywhere. And, you know, maybe little members of your family and stuff, and it sounds cute and stuff, but, like,
yeah,
those
bugs
shits are
look
super
like
territorial. They will, like, eat each other if they're in your territory. So, like, if you live alone, you could see one of you just jump onto yourself and just start eating you. And rip
no.
your head off and stuff, and it's fucked up. Or if you see, like, your kids eating each other and they're really tiny, and you want to, like,
fucked.
Reach out and you want to smack them dead, but you can't because it's your fucking kids down there. Man,
yeah.
That shit fucks me up. Never go there, kid. The world is bad.
Never go to the land of the giants. Got it.
No, no, just kidding. I'm not saying that, kid. I'm not saying that.
Yeah, why? Well, okay, watch the money talk. You know what I mean? Is there somebody coming up to my shack right now? What the fuck? I think that's somebody. They look mad.
Okay, kid. Here's what we do. You keep talking and pretend like, you know, it's me you're talking to. I'm going to go to your bathroom and I'm going to crawl down your toilet and then we'll do this interview later. Okay, kid. Okay, no, shut. No, talk.
She just ran into my bathroom and is crawling into the toilet. Okay, I'm gonna go stall this person outside. They're getting really upset out there. I don't like it. Of course, Bubby. We're having a great conversation. Sorry, you gotta come back in a bit. I'm doing a thing. I'm doing potty. Podcasty. Ayo, is that Grease Valley Radio to you? Another fun interview with Bubby Quickness. Ayo. We'll throw it to a commercial while I deal with this motherfucker outside. Ayo, Grease Valley to you.
Yeah, what's up, miss? It's the Grease Dogs!
Drug with shark bone.
Hey, Grease Dogs! And it's your goon, Melon Malark. Heyo! It's the drug with shark bone, Big Boss! We got all the drugs! You want to know all the good drugs?
We got the schmeg.
Ooh, we got so much schmeg. Oh, yeah, it's schmeg dripping out my car.
We got the bloop flop.
Ooh, the bloop flop on the veins. Put it in your nose. Yeah, drug up. Put the drugs in you. Do it. You can. I dare you. Grease Dogs, baby. Hey, we got a message.
Hey. We coming for you. Bali.
Heyo, it's your boy Bali, here to talk about the drug culture in the broken world. Ayo, hella drugs in the broken world. We've talked about a few. We talked about some drug culture before, about the idea of, like, destructive drugs versus recreational, like, fun drugs, and just kind of the difference between that, the difference between methamphetamine and schmeg, the differences between stimulants and, psychedelics, the much more fun kind. Even benzos are super dangerous, especially in the money era. Stimulants and benzos were some of the most destructive things to hit the market, especially benzos being prescribed to everybody. You know, you get too much Xanax in your system, you get real fucked up. Don't even get me started on lean culture. Oh man, that shit was rough. So let's talk about some of the drugs in the broken world. Firstly, gotta talk about St. Vegas when you're talking about drug culture. That's literally a place where you walk into a casino, you put like a couple bottle caps inside of a casino machine, you pull the lever, and ding ding ding, you win, and a bunch of fucking schmeg pours out of it, or you know, a bunch of like needles poured out of it, and you're like, ooh, I got this new needle drug, crazy shit. St. Vegas, you can find some of the best drug dealers there. There's a notorious druid who hangs out in St. Vegas named Macro Maroon. Macro Maroon goes around and sells his homemade mushroom stew. And it's said that this mushroom stew is one of the hardest psychedelics, mainly because it's made out of the swamp water, straight out of the swamp kingdom, mixed with a little holy fuel, and then cooked all of that into these nice, like, purple screaming mushrooms that he finds deep in the Montana mountains. Once in a while and explore and check out the area and stuff like that. And so St. Vegas, very popular spot to get you drugs. Gotta find all your different drugs in St. Vegas. Very easy to do. Twilight City has a lot of drugs there too. The Red Rocks was one of the first regions to like fully recreationalize all the different kind of psychedelics and drugs like that. Good on them, you know what I mean? Some drug spots you gotta watch out for, like the highway outposts. If you drive down any of the highways in the filthy states, you'll notice eventually like these makeshift outposts made out of wood or made out of like old gas stations or like giant amusement parks that used to exist. These drug outposts are mainly just places for people to bring their drugs and then sell their drugs. It's just a giant, you know, you bring them in, you trade them around, you get some new drugs. Different outposts have access to different materials and different drugs and have different cultures. So you gotta check out all the different outposts. The northern outposts are gonna have different things than the Bloodstone Highway. The International Highway is gonna have a lot more different drugs than, say, on the Pacific Highway. Even on the Pacific Highway, you will find highway outposts with a bunch of drugs. Ocean drugs. And like I mentioned, one of the most famous abandoned amusement parks is Drugtopia. You go to Drugtopia, oh boy, you're gonna have a great time. There's always wrestling hordes doing new shows there. There's all these different kind of carnival acts. Just the performing arts at Drugtopia is the coolest thing. They have all these makeshift rides. You know, you're smoking a bong while you're on a fucking Gravitron. Shit's going really good for you at Drugtopia. Everybody loves it there. It's got a high buy-in cost. Like, you know, you gotta bring them like a year's worth of food or something like that to get in, but like once you're in Drugtopia, you're doing good. And let's talk about some of the drug empires that exist in the broken world. I've mentioned things like the ski resort societies, and yes, they have some of the highest class drugs because it was all the rich folk who went there, so they have tons of good drugs. It's said that one of them even has a drug pit, the Arrowhead Ski Resort Society has a whole drug pit that they just threw like billions of dollars worth of drugs into this giant pit, and then they kick people down there. It's said to be one of the nicest ways to die ever. You usually fall down, you break your legs and stuff, but you broke your legs on a like bunch of drugs and stuff, so you just start taking Jamboree, you're shoving all these psychedelics down your mouth, all these research chems, you're like one of the cool empires I know out of there are the Stag Princes. The Stag Princes run a whole zoo. It used to be a sanctuary in the money era, but in the post-money era, they have one of the few giant drug zoos. And in the drug zoo, essentially, there's just like a new drug for every animal exhibit you go to, so you get a new little different trip. They're usually in like different pill forms. They're different psychedelics, like grinded up plants and grinded up minerals that you're taking. So you like, for 20 minutes, you're just seeing a red and blue. For another 20 minutes, everything comes out really fuzzy. So you're going around seeing all these, tripping while you're seeing all these animals living around. And the animal situation there is pretty good. I mean, in the post-money era, it's hard to be super good with, you know, treating things correctly. But they do a really good job down in the Stag Princes. They do a good one. Check them out. Get your drugs from anybody. That seems cool. And, you know, watch out for all the good drugs. Tell me about any good drugs you've taken or you know about. Ayo! It's that drug culture in the broken world. It's your boy, Bali. We're gonna get to a new segment right now. Ayo! Grease Valley 2. You.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. So in line with all the drug shit we're talking about, I'm bringing you a new recipe. Ayo, it's another Basti Cook segment. Ayo, we got an edible recipe today. Ayo, you know it. I'm gonna bring you some good schmega oil. You could bake with it. You could cook with it. You could do whatever you want with it. You could use it for your fucking sexy time. It has multiple purposes. So I'm gonna teach you how to make some schmega oil. I'm gonna teach you about how to make one of my favorite schmeg meals. And you know, you could get high off of your food. So that's awesome. Let's get into it. Now, before I super get into it, in the money era, there are plenty of good edibles. I mean, everybody knows about a good pot brownie. Everybody knew about a good, like, you know, you put that weedy weed inside, like, a drink, and then you drink it, and then it makes you all high and stuff. You know, they had all the good stuff, but it wasn't until Schmeg came around that you could do some really fucking crazy stuff. Somebody made a whole edible house out of Schmeg. Somebody made a whole motherfucking, you know, all their doors in their house were made of Schmeg. That was dope. The Schmeg couch was pretty good. You're chilling on a couch, and you just take a bite out of it. All those existed before money stopped, so you know, after money schmopped, it only got better. Ayo, so to make some good old schmeg oil, what I'm talking about, you're gonna have to take some schmeg, and it's gonna have to be pretty shaky. You could use your really shitty schmegs for this, you could use your really, just broken down, rough schmeg. You're gonna wanna go ahead and grind all of that up as small as possible and melt it down into some of your daisy grease. If you don't have daisy grease, you could use any other type of floral grease, but I'm really recommending those floral greases to make the schmeg oil as good as possible. And once you melt those two down together, you're gonna have to have it on a heat of like 600 Fahrenheit, keep it on top of a fire overnight, things like that. Put in your oven for like 2 days maybe, and then you're gonna have some real nice schmeg oil. And with the schmeg oil, you could do a lot. Like I mentioned, it's multi-purposeful. It has baking purposes, so you could bake brownies, cookies, cakes. Cooking wise, you could use it to stir up your eggs inside of, you could fry with it, you could use it to just like pour a little on top of your motherfucking chicky chicks or your burgers or things like that. You know what I mean? You could even use it for your sexy time. Now, let's get into this schmeg scramble I got for you guys. So today I got this schmeg scramble. It's a vegetarian schmeg scramble. And what I'm thinking is, first you're gonna have to go around, loot a bunch of potatoes, cut up those potatoes. You're gonna want to find as many bullet casings as you can find. Get some gator eggs. You're gonna cook up those gator eggs. Iron bark shavings really help. Tree leaves, just run outside and start grabbing leaves off of any trees you could find. Pick up some dirt, find some crying mushrooms in your local caves. Just go around till you hear a mushroom like tear that motherfucker out of the ground, throw it in the stew, and old Reese's pieces, old pieces of chocolate really go well into these scrambles. You're going to want to include a dry seasoning as you're cooking all of this. You're going to want to have a good dry seasoning on top of it. So before you add any of the seasonings, just put them all together to make a big ol', a big ol' spice thing. So what you're going to need to use to make this dry seasoning, I'm thinking some schmeg keef. Put that in there, some purple salt, some paprika, some moon dust, and then some quantum oregano. Stir all that up and then cook that into your gator eggs, your bullet casings, your crying mushrooms. And with scrambles, it's always important to remember the order. There's very important order to all of this. What you're gonna have to do is firstly start with the iron bark shavings to give like the oil a nice flavor. Throw some dirt in there, then give it some tree leaves, then the bullet casings. Now you're gonna add your potatoes, now you're adding your eggs, and at the very end you're gonna go ahead and put any pieces of old chocolate on top to really just melt it on top, melt it all over all the good scramble. And after that, you got a delicious lit meal that will get you high. Ayo, get high off of your food. That's what I'm here for. Grease Valley Radio, to you. Let's get a wrap up. Ayo.
Yeah, yeah. Ayo, grease babies. Let's get a checkup going. Ayo. How's your water levels going? You got enough schmeg? What about that radiator, huh? You got enough grease to keep your radiator going? I'm looking out for you. Ayo. Make sure you have at least 1 gallon of grease on you. Make sure you at least have a half cooler full of food. Lock that shit up. You don't know who goes throwing near your house at night. Are you safe? I don't know, you telling me. You gotta be safe. Be safe. Gotta be safe. Are you safe? I don't know. That's just the checkup. Ayo, and if you're wondering, the rebuilding process is going great for the Grease Valley. We're doing a really good job rebuilding. Our defenses are seeming a little better. We're training ourselves. We got like this little wall. It's like a 2-foot sand wall we built. It doesn't go very far. It's like 2 feet wide, but you know, we're working on it. We're getting everything going. We have a couple wood poles stuck in the ground, so you know, we're doing good. I have to say, the shrine to Greasy Greg is only gotten bigger and getting more attention, and I don't like that. It's very upsetting. But next week, not upsetting, we got a quest episode. Ayo, we talking about quests again. It should be a good time. Stick around next Monday. Ayo. And if you got any crazy drug stories or any general questions about drugs and what they do to you and where are safe ones, I know a lot about psychedelics. Hit me up. Hit me up on the Twitter at Grease Radio. You could hit us up even on our Gmail at greasefailureradio@gmail.com. You know what I mean? Hit me up with any opportunities. Do you have something you want me to sponsor? Tell me about it. And something that will really help us out, go to the Patreon, please. Grease Valley Radio, the Patreon. We appreciate all the help, and there are different tiers. There's a $2 tier that we really appreciate any and all help. If you don't have financial resources, we understand right now, but Apple has a free review service. If you give us a free Apple review, we could really go a lot further, get our eyes in front of people, you know what I mean? Really help the Grease Valley grow. Ayo, that's that Grease Valley Radio to you. Bali, out of here. We're gonna get some credits going. Ayo! Yeah, yeah, credits. Ayo, shout out to Scummy Tummy for playing Bubby Quickness. Bubby Quickness, played by Scummy Tummy. Very good friend of the show. Ayo, and shout out to Drug Witch Sharkbone, played by Kelsey M. Ayo, my girl Kelso, thank you so much. You're awesome. We had a great time recording. Thanks everybody for listening in. Grease Valley Radio, created by BBB. It's your boy, Sebastian Buderbaugh. Ayo, Grease Valley to you.